You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Cunha, and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Jonathan Larson asked, "How can you make someone take off and fly?" in one of his songs from Tick, Tick, Boom. And I, for the past 2 years, have learned one way to do it, through the power of community. Welcome to the Latinx in Musical Theater special for Season 3 of Backstage Talk, where we will be featuring artists from across all positions in musical theater, from several Latin American countries and different Latin heritages. I am proud to showcase my Latinx family. I hope you enjoy.
Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is a Colombian actress that is now living in Mexico. She is part of Aladdin. She is the Jasmine understudy in the newly production of Disney's Aladdin in Mexico City. I have here with me Paula Calvo. I am super excited to have her over. So, Paula, welcome to Backstage Talk.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am too. So first thing I want to know is, what made you choose the thespian path in life?
Okay, so this has always been my life. Like, since I was born, I told my parents I want to act, I want to dance, I want to sing. And, you know, Disney Channel was always my teacher, the best teacher of all. So I was, like, I don't know, 6 years old, watching High School Musical, and I knew it. I want to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, Disney Channel for me was also the best teacher, and I think it's something very common for people here in Colombia or other Latin American countries that they really look up to Disney productions and Disney musical movies. So it's just
it's so
amazing.
Inspired.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so, so inspiring to see.
I wanted to be Hannah Montana.
Yeah, yes. So tell us a little bit more about your journey in musical theater. Where did you start? How did you end up in Aladdin? All of that.
So my journey starts in Colombia. In Missy Producciones, a musical theater company in Colombia, it was me just a little girl with a dream. And my first musical, my first professional musical was Peter Pan, then Annie, then Beauty and the Beast. Then I get to do Fame with my now husband in Washington, D.C. And then I just was on Instagram one day and I saw the publicity of Aladdin in Mexico, and now we booked and we are here in Mexico City doing Aladdin, a Broadway show. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. And I've been super excited to see all the stories you post when you, a few weeks ago, when you went as Jasmine for the first time. That was super exciting. And
it was so excited. So
yeah. Excited. Yes, it was just amazing. Amazing. So I wanted to know, what's your approach to performing in musical theater? Where do you start? How do you, like, go? head over heels into a show?
So, you know, this is a tricky question because it's on your body now. So I never ask myself that. You have to prepare yourself to go on stage and get that people to connect with you. And if I inspired someone in that theater, I do my job. So this is like, just be honest is my advice, my approach. Be honest with you so the people, the audience can feel everything that you feel. Be honest, dancing, singing, acting. Be loyal to your character and just be, have fun.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And having fun while being on stage is the best feeling ever.
I know, yes.
So what advice would you tell a younger version of yourself now that you've gone all the way through a lot of shows?
Trust the process. Believe in yourself because you're so focused on your goal and the process is so good. And sometimes you don't feel like, you don't feel good. Like you think I'm not going to make it, but trust the process and believe in yourself. You can do this.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So, you've got the chance to perform in a lot of shows here in Colombia. You were part of Fame with Luis Salgado in Washington, D.C. Now you're part of Aladdin in Mexico City. You've gotten the chance to see very broadly how the Latin community moves in musical theater. Well, I want to know, what is visibility and representation for you?
Well, Latin people, we're here ready to rule the world, you know? And the Latin community has an incredible, it's incredibly talented. And we have this responsibility of stand up and keep fighting for dreams and for the equality. And, you know, it's just, I feel so happy to be Latin and to be here, to be, when I was on Washington, I was so happy. I was so proud. And the Latin people is so talented and we can do everything. So it's just a matter of time and everyone will see it.
Yes, I totally agree with you. So how do you think that we can increase Latin visibility and representation on Broadway shows?
So that's a tricky question because, you know, if it depended on us, we would already be there. So yeah. I wish there was someone who can help us, who can help us there because we have the same dreams, we have the same goals. Why should we be apart? We should be working together to inspire people. So maybe someone can help us to work together. It would be a better world if we can do musical theater together. Yeah. The results will be amazing.
Yeah, the results would be mind-blowing. I agree with you on that.
They don't know what they're doing, keeping us apart.
Yeah. So for you, what is the most important part of creating Latin characters in musical theater? You spoke about being honest and true to the character before, but what would be the other side of the coin?
You know, you have to create a character that makes the community feel represented. Like, you have to be easily to related to, so they can feel happy and be like, that's me. That's a Latin guy. That's a Latin girl, a Latin mom, a Latin daughter. So that's the most important, that people can relate to.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. So, Paula, if someone wants to contact you to follow you on social media, what is your Instagram handle?
So my Instagram is Pau_CalvoB. You can find me there. I will talk to you.
Yeah, you will be there. And last question before we wrap up. What are your top 5 favorite musical theater shows?
So, Aladdin, because I'm on Aladdin. Aladdin. Hamilton, Dear Evan Hansen, Wicked, and Waitress.
I love them. Paula, thank you so much for coming over. It's been amazing talking to you. I am super excited and honored to feature you on the show. I wish you the best in the rest of the Aladdin run and whatever show comes next.
Thank you for having me. It was the best time ever.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.